Here's something a lot of people don't know. You don't have to be a meticulous, detail-oriented, nitpicky person to be a good proofreader. You don't even have to be neat. If you did, I'd be out of a job. True, the attention to detail required for good proofreading is something that a lot of people are born with. But for the rest of us, it can be almost like a hat you put on somewhere between your filthy car and your messy, disorganized desk. It's a choice. A decision to focus on little things you'd normally breeze right over. And that means that almost anyone can be a good proofreader. Good, not perfect. No one can be 100% sure to catch every error. That level of proofreading perfection is beyond human ability. But you can be as good as any professional with a little determination and some good techniques. The most important thing to remember is that if you wrote the document, you're at a unique disadvantage to proofread it. Careful, small-scale scrutinizing of sentences, words, and punctuation marks uses a different part of the brain than the part that puts your ideas into words. And when we reread our own stuff, it's hard to get into that other mindset or get enough distanced perspective. But no matter who you are or what you write, chances are that you have to do much, if not all, of your own proofreading anyway. So here are some strategies to help. First, remember the magic number, 2. Anyone who's done a lot of proofreading can tell you that it's much easier to catch errors on a second pass than it is on a first. That second read makes a huge difference. Another important aspect of proofreading, remember to focus on every word as an individual word. Look carefully at spacing, spelling, and punctuation. If that means you have to read the piece aloud, so be it. More specifically, be on the lookout for unclear antecedents and unclear reference. An unclear antecedent problem occurs when you have a pronoun, but it's not clear which noun it refers to. Like in the sentence, Joe wanted to talk to Mike because he had a problem. The word he could refer to either Joe or Mike in that sentence. So make sure all your pronouns point clearly to some noun. Similarly, if you're writing the kind of paper in which someone is referred to by his or her last name throughout the document, make sure that the first reference to that person is a full name along with any other information that makes them relevant to the piece, such as their title or job. Also, watch out for the word the. In a lot of cases, the puts the burden on the reader to know which thing you're talking about. Like if I said, Barbara decided to adopt the dog. Unless you've already made clear what dog the dog is, you've just shortchanged your reader. Also, when you're proofreading, make sure your style is consistent, and by this I mean editing style issues. If you start off using serial commas, the comma before and in red, white, and blue, make sure you continue to use those same serial commas throughout the document. If you're hyphenating high school as an adjective in a sentence like, high school students often apply to the program, make sure you continue to hyphenate high school as an adjective throughout the document. Whether you're spelling out numbers or writing them numerically, continue to do so. And note that some words have more than one acceptable spelling. Keep an eye out to make sure that you stick with just one, preferably the first one listed in your dictionary. Proofreading is usually not the time you want to be looking out for inelegant writing and poorly expressed ideas. Those should have been pinpointed earlier in the revision process. But nonetheless, if badly worded sentences or passages don't strike you until the proofreading process, well, better late than never. Wordiness, however, can be easily spotted and fixed during the proofreading process. Take this sentence as an example. One time when I was about 15 and living in Ohio, I was flipping channels one morning and came across an old Simpsons episode that contained one particularly poignant joke. Now ask yourself, does the reader really gain anything from knowing that you were 15 at the time or where you lived? Does it even matter that you were flipping channels? Or could that whole long sentence be pared down to just, an old Simpsons episode contained a particularly poignant joke? Also, while you're proofreading, stay hyper-aware of commonly confused and misspelled terms. Words like effect, complement, stationary, palette, peak, and lead are just a few of these. And finally, run spell check, and run it carefully. A lot of words that spell check thinks are errors are not. And when spell check stops on the first reference to a proper name, tell spell check to allow that word always, not just once. Then if it stops on the name again, you'll know you spelled it two different ways in your document. And always remember, proofreading isn't reading, it's scrutinizing. So don't just breeze through the document like you would something you were reading for information or for pleasure. Put it under your mental microscope. Take the time to focus on each word individually. Then, when you're done, do it again.